Hey, this is Mick from Nonsense Inc.
Hey, this is Chris from Nonsense Inc.
Steve's on vacation, thank God.
Yeah, no.
But we threw that yay in there in his honor because he would find some way to edit that shit in.
Fucking Steve.
He's a pretty clever dude.
Yeah. He's got his shit together for only being, you know, what?
I don't know. I have no idea how old he is. Like, we're not paying him, so we didn't fill out any W-2s or
right.
Didn't have his driver's license.
He's basically doing this out of the kindness of his heart, yeah. Hoping that we're going to get popular enough that he can springboard.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hope Steve is having fun wherever it is that he is. He told us where, but... Yeah. I haven't opened that note yet.
He's an intern.
Yeah, really? Exactly.
Really, he's gonna be gone. Okay.
It's easy to ask for time off when you're not paid.
We'll manage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, how do you fire somebody who's not paid? And we actually can use him. So please come back, Steve. Just
we miss you.
Be sparing with the yay button.
Yeah, like that's gonna happen.
All right, so I'm. Let's skip today in history. I just want to jump right in.
All
right. So what do you think? Give me some pros and cons of being single. What? I mean, you've been single for longer than
the
I
consummate.
Have.
Shit.
I mean, do the pros outweigh the cons?
Well, I mean that's a chicken and egg question, really.
Not necessarily. Everybody's different. Like there are some people, you know, who prefer. One way or another, and some that don't. So,
right. So
for you personally, what are your pros and cons of being single?
Well, I mean, there's the obvious pro of not having to depend on somebody else for your happiness.
Okay.
And I mean, maybe that falls into the realm of codependence.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
Hence, single for way too long. But beyond that, like, I gotta say, like, the obvious pro for not being single is regular sex.
Or, for fun times, irregular sex. Right?
Well, yeah.
You don't know, but seriously, no, you know.
No, like.
You find somebody who's in the same kinky shit you are.
Right.
And you're not, and the funny thing is, you're not going to open up to that right away. Like, you could love, I got a buddy who's fascinated with fucking, with midgets. And he, like.
Oh, that's funny, because I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Fascinated with midgets, right? Asian midgets. All right, so. You know, so one of the pros for him would be that, you know, he could devote his time to finding said Asian midget.
I don't think we can say that word anymore, right?
An Asian person McNugget.
McNugget. No, watching you squirm for those 2 seconds was worth it.
A person McNugget.
Jesus. No offense, God. What the shit?
Are you okay over there?
No, I'm not.
What's a PC for?
I think
midget?
They prefer little people.
Little people.
Right.
Little fucking person midget.
Who happens to be of... God, that's even hard.
Asian.
Can you say
from Asia. Yeah, well, I fucking hope so.
All right.
Like, we're not trying to offend anybody here. I mean, if we do, that's kind of a plus. But an Asian, a little person of Asian descent.
A little, oh, very
a
well,
little person
very well done with the Sean Connery.
You like that? You forgot English, so I forgot it, but I was able to mask it just a little bit.
No, you weren't.
So, they're listening.
That's right.
Yeah, so that is definitely a.
Well, I mean, yeah, but then the detriment to that, the con to that, is like maybe God, I gotta say it now. Little people of Asian descent might not be into you. Because especially, there's that contradiction in, like, guys being overseas and the prostitutes saying, nope, you're too big. But then a little person of Asian descent might, nope, you're right out. Nope. Way. No.
Yeah, but forever, there is somebody for everybody, right?
Right. Well, I mean, I fucking hope so.
Exactly. And one day you will find he, she, or it. But then. With that being said, though, there has to be, like, I don't know, some fucking Chinese midget that will...
Just...
I'm sorry, Korean midget, Japanese midget.
Shit, you're making it worse.
What? Midget. Short stack. I mean, for fuck's sake. It's not derogatory. Well.
Technically,
people would call it derogatory. People that wake up every day and say, "What am I going to be mad at today?" are going to be pissed, but right. They're not in our audience. They're not.
Technically, that was a medical term.
Yeah.
Last I knew.
Right. Like retard, but you can't say retard anymore.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, clinical term.
Yeah.
Like, we're not using it derogatory or derogatorily. I don't know. In a derogatory manner.
Ooh.
Right.
Grammar.
Yes, exactly.
But no, last I knew, the term midget meant somebody underneath 5 foot as an adult.
Because, and the only reason I say it is because a midget and a dwarf are two different things.
Correct.
Right, you know, one has body parts in proportion to the rest of themselves, and the other does not, and that's how they were
so
discerned
way
between each other.
Back to the topic.
The
pro of his particular fetish,
yes,
would be that he could then seek out,
yes,
if he were single or she.
It's a he.
Yeah, no, I know. But
well, they don't.
They could then seek out that sort of person.
Yeah, the Asian midget.
Physically.
Yes.
To try and have physical recreations, I think, is a good term.
Biblically knowing.
Ooh, good one.
Yes.
So, yeah. Okay, so that's a pro, is that you can seek out your particular...
People that are just as fucking weird as you.
Yeah. So, now, the cons, obviously, are not finding them, not, like, you're the only one, like...
Well, the cons for some people would be a gold digger, whether it's a sugar daddy or sugar mama. But neither of us have to worry about that because we're both fucking poor.
We have to worry about trying to find one.
Not looking, but if it... if a situation presents itself...
If it sits in your lap...
Yeah. Then I'm going to move it to my face.
Yeah. Obviously.
Absolutely. Shaved or not, don't spit that on my phone. Yeah,
I'm not even sure what the fuck just happened there.
I didn't want you to... You were in the middle of taking a drink. I said something I thought was funny. I didn't want you to, like, spray. I don't care if you... Because I can take a shower, but my phone can't. So, that's a con. What else you got?
I mean, beyond physical intimacy, right?
Companionship,
right? That's a pro.
That is a pro.
You get to spend time with somebody that you truly enjoy.
Enjoying the same experiences.
Yeah. But I've definitely been in relationships where I did not particularly enjoy spending time with that person.
Oh, what was his name?
You love that joke.
I do. No, okay, so I don't want to know what her name was, but I totally get it because I've been in the same same situation.
Right. You've been in, like, it started off well.
Right. You get past that initial attraction.
The initial, like, endorphins and your body doing the biochemical thing that makes you think that you want to be with this person all the time. And then you start to be with that person all the time. And you're just like,
and you can't say,
wow, I cannot believe. Right. But then there's, like, the one particular relationship I'm thinking of is I got into that situation going, okay, well,
I'm going to need a beer for this.
I just came out of this not happy thing, and now there's this other thing that fell into my lap and then onto my face, and I tripped, and we had a good time.
Yeah.
But then you're like, oh my God, this person is so great. None of your family and friends like this person, right? But none of your family and friends want to tell you that they don't like this person.
Well, your family might not, but your friends?
Yeah, they definitely drop hints.
Ought to.
Yeah.
And that's, guys, I'm going to cut you off right there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you this right now. If you have any reservations about your friend dating he or she, they're blinded. They don't see it right away. And I would be in a, personally, much better spot emotionally. My wallet would be a little bit thicker, which, whatever. I mean,
you spend that's moot.
But emotionally, I would be in a lot better spot at this age than I would have been had somebody said something to me.
Right.
You know, and I got it after the fact. So
here's your PSA for the day.
Yes. Be sure to delicately, because I'm going to throw a stat out there for, how was that put? When somebody starts seeing somebody romantically, they gain that person but lose 3, 4, or 5 friends. I don't know what the stat exactly was.
Right.
And that's solely due to the amount of time they spend with that person. So your friends are there for life regardless. But when you start seeing somebody or your friends start seeing somebody, just be on alert for anything and don't be ashamed because your friends tell you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear.
Right.
So going back to, I didn't mean to cut you off. Well, I meant to cut you off, but I didn't want to derail the entire conversation. you were talking about, man, that face is a face only a mother can love. So
going back to it, like, I mean, you're going to be happy in the immediate, right? You're going to be excited. You're going to be happy. You're going to want, oh, meet my friends. Yeah. And when all your friends are like, eh. And I mean, there are going to be subtle clues that you can look for at that point, but you're not.
Yeah.
Like you said, blinders.
Even if you're looking for them, you won't see them.
Yeah. And so, like, I mean, eventually it's going to come to the point where you're going to have to spend a Saturday afternoon with this person sober.
Yes.
And so at that point,
starting off sober.
Yeah. Yeah. Not waking up and then going, okay, it's 4 o'clock. We're
right.
But no, like, you're going to have to spend time with this person. And then when you start to notice that you're not enjoying the person that they are outside of their friends, your friends, you know, like, take a car trip.
Right, exactly.
Right? And when it's raining and they hit the space right inside the curb just to hit the water that is draining down.
Yeah.
Just to hit the people standing on the corner with that water.
Yeah.
Then you realize that's a bad person.
Or
but hey, when you're drinking, when you're having sex,
oh yeah,
they're really
great.
Fun.
Yeah, so...
Right?
Yeah,
so, like, it does not correlate, because eventually you get to be our age and you don't have sex nearly as much, and then you're just like, oh, this is a terrible, terrible person slash decision I have made.
Yeah, you don't want to be stuck with somebody on a road trip for 10, 12 hours who reads every billboard out loud.
Right, or you have nothing to talk about the entire time.
Exactly, exactly.
Like, there are relationships out there, and you may or may not find this out. For God's sakes, I hope you do. But, like, there are relationships out there where it's no fun outside of the bedroom, outside of the bar. Like, if you're just hanging out and you're not having a good time with this person, fuck them. Anyhow, that's a
turn. It's a turn of phrase.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to end up with somebody who is going to chase you down at the bar, or, you know, you can't spend any meaningful time outside with.
Without them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you want to have the some of the same interests, but not all the same interests, because how are you going to learn anything new? Or are you going to teach somebody something new?
Right. Like, how are you going to have a conversation if you know all of the same things about every subject?
Right. Right. Then it just gets boring.
Hey, did you know Thor was the God of Thunder? Yeah, I did.
And yeah.
Chirp.
So, yeah, at that point, you're just forcing a relationship. And in my opinion, I think I speak for both of us, you'll be wasting your time, because there's nothing meaningful to grow on.
Right, like, I've had 8 or 9 adult relationships, and
now when you say adult,
well, I mean both uses of the word.
Okay, like, right. I just want to make sure.
But you're gonna have people that you really enjoy in your life, and something goes wrong. It's one of three things: either your fault, their fault, or nobody's fault. I mean, and it just ends up not working out.
Well, right? and with relationships, a lot of them are...
I feel like that's a pro of being single.
True.
That you're not emotionally invested in something, and so then when it goes away...
You don't miss it.
Right. You might miss certain aspects, but you don't
miss... Right, you don't miss it on...
Right.
As a whole entity. You
right,
know,
but
you
at
don't
that point, you're me and you're a cynic about the whole fucking thing.
Well, you can still be cynical about it and still be dating somebody.
Well, yeah, but it's not as much fun.
Well, maybe not for you. For me, it kind of is.
Resident you know, asshole.
You know, you can well, I'm going to clarify my statement with, all right, so let's say you meet a pretty girl. Right.
Or boy, or it, or they.
Right. You meet somebody that you find attractive. And, all right, so between you and somebody else, you've got, you've got the dad bod, and they got the six-pack abs. Now, in my experience, and I know a lot of people, like a lot of people, nobody develops six-pack abs to date one man or woman.
Okay, go on. Go on with the theorem.
And it's always the other person that ends up getting hurt. Whereas the person who spends more time on their career or their job or their
family,
yeah,
whatever, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Single parents out there, kudos to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're doing something that I could never do. Well, I wouldn't say could never do. I have no frame of reference, but...
You're doing something we have never done.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And don't have a desire to, but if the case arose, you know, I would like to think that both of us would...
Step up.
Man up, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, is like... Okay, so I'm a skinny fuck.
I'm the opposite of that.
Okay, well... But I have never worked on, well, I can't say never, but like I have never really worked on being physically fit, right? I'm not doing that to detriment anybody in any way,
right,
shape, or form. I'm physically built this way, right? So
right,
I do have a six pack. But
you walk everywhere by choice.
Yeah.
And
but it's not to, I mean, it's to be physically fit, but it's not to be physically attractive to other people. Right? Back to your point, right. The people who work on that.
Yeah, they're out there grunting at the gym.
Right.
Just to make sure everybody looks over at the person grunting, saying, oh, yeah, he can lift so many kilograms.
Right? You fucker. That is so wrong.
I'm sorry, so many hundred kilograms.
Where's the map?
I don't know, but...
You know where we're at.
I know.
The rest of the world is wrong.
I'd rather go to metric. But that's...
Yeah, no, that's... I agree.
That's something for next week or the week after.
Making a joke. We need to write that down, actually.
But yeah, so I'm on it. So you find this person.
Right.
And
anybody who...
So they go with the person they find more attractive and then find out later on... Well, shit.
Yeah, there's...
There's no depth.
Right.
Right? I'm dating a...
It's like a
stick. I'm dating an idiot, basically. Okay,
it's like a stick figure versus a Rembrandt.
Yeah.
Right? Like
maybe not that extreme, but
I mean, you're talking...
I hope they get the point.
You're talking the first layer versus
right. The
17 layers that had to make up that painting. Like, the one is obviously better than the other, but at the beginning, you may be taken with the stick figure.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Nowadays, people are taken by a green square on a white canvas and spend $100 million on it. Where was I for that?
Yeah, Pollock.
So no, that's definitely, you know, out there. And like,
okay, so we got, let's go back over our list here. We got the pro of having regular intimate relations.
Sex. I have that. Okay.
With another person.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Caveat.
So you can have regular sex with another person or regular sex with your hand. It's still regular sex.
I think there's a clinical definition from one or the other. Intercourse, masturbation.
Yeah.
Right? One obviously feels
better than the other. Yes, okay. Only because... You have the reciprocity of another person.
Correct. The intellectual connection with this other human being.
Not necessarily intellectual connection.
Well...
It's either somebody who gets you and wants to be with you, or it's somebody who is too fucked up to know what they're doing, or it's somebody who's too dumb and also just wants to get off.
Right.
Right.
Because if I just wanted to get off...
So two of the three...
I go downstairs to the bathroom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but... With that being said, you have those three things. And to me, the most gratifying as a pro is somebody... I would rather have bad sex with somebody that I was connected to...
Right.
To learn and grow from... Than great sex with somebody for one night that I'd never see again.
Yeah.
Because that person I had bad sex with,
I can have bad sex with the rest of their lives.
I can sit, the person I had bad sex with, practice makes perfect. And if we connect.
Yeah, gotcha.
If we connect at that emotional level or an intellectual level or hopefully both, we'll practice that until we've perfected it and then add on to it.
Right.
And then pass that.
And then you become Sting.
Yeah, there's something to be said about Roxanne.
No, I meant tantric sex.
I know. Remember, resident asshole, I'm doing this shit on purpose.
Okay, so we have, as a pro, right, getting back to our list.
Yeah, as a pro, I've slept with a couple that could be considered pros.
Jesus, that wasn't, fuck. Okay, So as a pro, you have connective sex. Can we coin that term?
Let me write that down. Connective sex.
Yes.
Keep going.
Okay, we have connective sex. We have companionship.
Yep.
Someone that you can have a conversation with during a road trip and not be bored out of your skull.
Or just at a dinner date.
Right. Well, I mean, but I mean, like, we're going
but,
to...
But here. By where we live, every dinner date entails a road trip.
A fucking road trip. Okay. So that's a pro. What are our cons here? Your friend's not liking them.
Yeah.
Right? It's always better to have your friend...
Or it's not even a not like. It's more of a... Yes, not like is there, but it's like a...
Right.
Yeah, I got a fishy feeling about this one.
But it's always better to have them accept them as one of the group.
Yes.
As opposed to just like, oh, that's this person's significant
right.
other.
Right, and if I was dating somebody, I would hope that one of my friends would say, hey, all right, look, dude. And then ...
Right.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
You know, say some just ain't right. Just keep an eye out. And me, I'm dumb like, eh, well, you know, she fucking swallows, so I'm good.
I had a couple like that.
Yeah. So, a whole couple, huh? Gonna have to hear about that one day.
Yeah, someday.
What was his name?
Jesus, you love that fucking joke.
Fuck. Yeah, but at least Steve's not here, so I gotta fill in for him.
Yeah!
Yay! But,
okay,
all right,
so other cons.
Other cons.
Because the pros are outweighing the cons here. Like,
oh, yeah.
Single
cons
not,
being single. Yeah, we were talking about being in a relationship.
Yeah, so, we were totally on the wrong track here.
You know what? Every dollar I made for the last 25 pay periods went into my pocket.
Went to the local liquor store.
I share.
Yeah.
Or went to Guitar Center.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
I got too many of those.
Okay, so that's a pro.
Yeah.
For being single.
Yeah.
Well,
paying off that fucking car.
Well, I mean, if you want to walk around all day.
Like you.
You didn't let me finish, so this is going to be pretty good.
All right.
If you want to walk around all day naked, you can.
Yes, but you can do that with a significant other. Not if they have kids.
I have
yet. That live in the house.
I have yet to meet that unicorn.
Oh, man, I dated this gal when I lived in Texas, and not only did she walk around the house naked... She pooped with the door open. That weirded me the fuck out. Like, I'd be sitting on the bed.
Okay, that's
watching TV, and she'd go in the bathroom. She'd close the door. She'd be pooping. She'd open the door and, like, start a conversation. And I don't know whether to be, like, stop, like, pause the movie or show I was watching. Or look over at her, because I was brought up. You know, you talk to somebody, you look them in the eye, right?
Which eye?
Well, the brown eye was facing down. But, like...
Okay, there's being open...
I don't even like talking to somebody. Like, I'll text all day long when I'm pooping.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I don't initiate the conversation when I'm pooping.
Why not?
But I will finish the conversation when I'm pooping. You call me, I'm not going to answer the phone. Like, one of my closest friends ever will call you while he's taking a shit. Like, I don't get it. So I'm talking to him.
Hold on.
Hold on, not even that. It's more.
What was that, Steve?
It's more like, yeah, so, you know, I was... talking to so-and-so and yada, yada, yada.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, Paul, are you shitting? Yeah, why? What's the problem? Oh, give me a fucking break, man. So, yeah, I mean.
Okay, so I'm kind of forgetting here. What was the con?
I don't remember. I went off.
Put you on the spot.
I know. I don't quite remember. Sorry.
Okay. So I think so far the biggest pro of where we were at was the pro of being single is that you get to technically do whatever you want and fuck it, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, do what you want when you want.
Right, yeah. So the biggest con then to being single is that you do not get to wake up next to this person that gets you every day. Forever.
Or wake up or go to bed with somebody that's going to be there with you
the whole time and then wake up in the morning.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. You wake up in the morning. But that's right. To me, that's two separate things. Like, I always love waking up with somebody that I'm with.
But is that somebody that you're with, or is that somebody
somebody that I'm with long term.
Right.
Like, waking up with somebody that you're with long term is great. But separately, going to bed and having that trust, that trust that this person, you're there with them.
Even that they're going to be there in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not going to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and this person is gone.
Right.
Because you're single and...
Unless you're lucky enough for them to be a fucking surgeon.
So the con is... Or the pro... Well, no, I guess the con for being single is that you're going to wake up with somebody who feels like you matter. Right? On the nail.
Precisely. You're pretty close, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's how I feel.
I would alternatively say... Not somebody who thinks that you matter. I would say somebody that thinks that you are the most important thing.
Maxwell House.
In their life. The best part of waking up, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that transcends that because it's the best part of going to bed. It's the best part of coming home from work and me telling... Someone how my day was because they asked. They were, and even if they don't give a shit, they listen.
Right.
And you want to know how their day was, even if you don't want to know how their day was, because you know they need to decompress.
Yep.
And so
same page.
So there's your cons for being single.
Yeah, I think the cons won out on that one.
Which is a pro for. You know,
relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Bonus.
All right, so moving right along. So, Chris, when did you realize that you were an adult?
You're assuming that I have done so.
Okay.
The first time I really, really felt like I was adulting... It's just what the kids say these days, right?
Yeah, but adulting is different than feeling you're an adult.
I honestly have to say at that point, then the first time I felt like I was an adult had to have been when I got my first apartment on my own.
Okay.
Right? Paid the utility deposit. Got the deposit on the apartment, got the apartment, yada, yada. Like.
But that's adulting. That's doing adult things. Minus the, you know, sexy stuff. That's doing
you
adult.
You don't have to be an adult to do the sex. That's, nope, not going to say it.
Nope,
never mind.
You're not wrong.
Pulling it right back.
You're not, no, it's in there.
I said that.
But doing things that adults do does not an adult one make.
Okay.
So paying bills, I mean, I know a lot of high school kids that pay bills.
Right, so the first time I adopted a pet.
Okay.
Which was like the roommate pet.
Right.
We had mice in our house, so we found a cat that was on a farm, brought it home. The lease ran out, and I was left with Mickey.
Okay.
Right? So, like, taking care of somebody else and putting their needs in front of you.
Okay.
Right?
I can see that.
Being an adult. Like, putting somebody else's, whether it's a kid, a pet, you know, your best friend, whatever, like, your grandmother that you're taking care of, like,
right.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Taking care of somebody else.
I can see that wholeheartedly.
Before
you take care of you.
Yeah.
I mean, you always got to take care of number one, but...
Right, but this thing...
But you have a responsibility at this point.
Right. Yeah. Like, and there are consequences if you don't. Right? Like, I mean, at that point, like, I mean, it's... Okay, so, bringing it right back around, like, accepting the consequences of your actions. That is where you become an adult.
That is very good. That is very good. And that is... There's a lot of truth in that statement.
So, when was the first time you felt like you weren't an adult after you felt like you were an adult?
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, let's try that 5 times fast.
First time that I felt like I was an adult after I wasn't an adult?
No, the first time you felt like you weren't an adult after you felt like you were an adult.
Oh.
Yeah, tough, huh?
That has to be when I went to the brig. I'm not going to go into why.
It's a good story, though.
Not going to go into why, but I felt like I was in, and they're structured that way for a reason. I felt like I was back in preschool.
Right. And it's trying to make you understand the repercussions of not meeting the consequences of your actions. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I was wrong.
But you weren't wrong.
But I don't feel the punishment fit the crime. But that's not for me to decide. It was decided by...
the court.
Other people. But yeah. So, to answer your question, that was that.
Sailor.
Yeah. But to answer my own question, the first time when I realized I was an adult was when I realized what my folks told me was they were right.
They usually are.
They usually are. Usually, loosely.
Okay.
Because everybody's parents are different, but when you're getting advice and you're being told things, like, and I told my dad, and I'll still repeat it to him, you know, I know what you told me was right. I just didn't listen to you because it was you who was telling me.
Wow, you had the balls to say that to your dad?
Yep.
Good for fucking you.
And it was the truth, though.
Yeah, I know. And
it was him that was telling me this, and we never, not never, but there was a long period of time we did not get along. And so I had told him, it was you who told me, I knew you were right. I just didn't listen because it was you. It was you that told me.
Right.
You know, so, you know, later in life, that it's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
But I realized that I knew they were right when I was in transitioning from grade school to high school.
Okay, now, I mean, this is... Okay, so have you thanked him for that lesson?
Ah, caught me in the middle of a drink. Yes, multiple times.
Okay, so you are an adult. Thanked him for that, then yes, you are.
Well, now I call him for advice from time to time.
Right. And you're actually going to listen to it because of who he is.
Well,
so all the way
around. Not necessarily because of who he is.
You're going to listen to him.
I'm not going to ask you for advice and not listen to your answer, you know?
Right.
You know, if I'm soliciting.
But I wasn't telling you what to do.
Right.
From here up.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, like from midget stage to
dwarf
stage to, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm past the midget stage, but.
It's all right. No, but
they say
that's when I realized I was an adult. My father is a very successful man, and he has made very successful men. I am not successful. And I knew it growing up. I knew it as a teenager, I knew it in college, I knew it when I was in the Navy, and I was still a fuck-up. And I don't know why, for whatever reason, it was just a fucking, I don't even know how to describe it. Just, and I never hated him.
Right.
Maybe I resented, maybe it was the forcefulness of how the information was given
presented.
To me.
Yeah. Or even the fact that he knew it before you did.
He knew it before I did because he already had the experience.
Right. And see,
and with that being said, he saw something or some things, and so tried to impart that knowledge on me. And
you're like, it's the old man.
Shut up, Dad.
Right.
You don't know my life.
You don't know me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was an ignorant prick.
Right.
Now I'm not so much ignorant, but I'm still a prick.
So, all right, no, fuck that. I ain't getting into that. That's not funny.
That's fair enough, but no, that and so that's when I knew I was an adult, when I realized that everything he told me is right. And with that being said, as an outsider looking in to certain situations, I see the cause and effect.
Right, because people bring you their problems.
Exactly.
Even if they don't realize they're doing it, whatever. I mean, you're a bartender.
But that's what
people inherently think you are for.
Exactly, but I see it anyway.
Right. Right. But you don't comment until asked.
Almost always.
I got you.
Now, sometimes it's the pros and cons of being single.
Fuck.
Yeah. No, but yeah, so that's when I realized that I was an adult. When I knew everything Mom and Dad said were pretty much the fuck spot on.
Right. And see, my parents, there was a little bit of a dichotomy in age.
Okay.
Right. So my mom.
Word.
Yeah, it is. So my mom was older, and my dad was obviously not. One has to be the other. And my dad was, I'm way more like my dad than I am my mom. I wish it weren't true, but that's the way it is. Like, my mom was raising kids by herself in the 60s and 70s. Like,
okay.
Single mom, for the most part. And my dad didn't have a kid till the 80s, and that was me. Right? So, my dad went through the military and was doing all these crazy, fucked up stories that we'll eventually get to. But,
Right.
So he's doing all this while my mom is here in the States raising kids. And
okay.
So, the stories and the lessons that my dad taught me are completely different than what my mom tried to teach me.
Understandable.
Yeah. Yeah, so like,
but it just goes to
show.
Goes to show that different experiences, you know.
Yeah, well-rounded people and all that. I'm not there yet, but
you couldn't if you tried. I'm talking, you know, body type.
Yeah, no, I got what you were saying.
I know. Again, this is an audio show, so we have to.
I'm skinny. Mick's not.
I'm not.
So, there we are.
Yeah, so, didn't mean to cut you off. But
no, you're fine. It's just, it's so different, especially in the age range difference.
Okay.
Like, the lessons that are trying to be taught, like, to where my mom is being like, oh, you should be more responsible, and here's what I went through, and here's the family history, and you should be scared of this, and you should be worrisome about that. And my dad's like, well, there's this one time in the Navy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. like you, people can
I'm
weather
married
a lot.
A Spanish woman.
Yeah, people can weather a lot of shit. Well, wow.
yeah, that one's a good story.
Is she a midget?
No. No, but they did have to go back ashore on their second day of leave and try and find these two Spanish ladies.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way.
Okay, so they had to revisit every single bar they went to.
Oh, poor guys.
Yeah, no, just to find these two Spanish ladies.
Have you seen this boy?
No. Have you seen my Navy ring?
Yeah.
Because apparently I married one of you last night, and I don't remember who it was. Like,
yeah.
You been there?
No.
Yeah, you didn't have a Navy ring because you didn't graduate from
Annapolis,
school, right? Yeah. Yeah, neither did my dad. Poker game.
Funny how that shit works out, huh? Jesus.
He won in a fucking poker game and then had to go out and track it down. Because it was still his Navy ring.
Oh, good God. I've known a few knuckleheads go out and do some stupid shit when we're overseas.
Well, I mean, that's why you're over there, right?
Yes, that's why we ported, was to do stupid shit. That's what we thought of this.
Yeah. Not wrong.
You gotta decompress.
No, you had to decompress. He was on an aircraft carrier.
Still has to decompress.
He wasn't underwater.
Doesn't matter. Decompress, not as in, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a slight word joke there.
Yeah. No, I got it eventually. As normal, we're drinking. So, yeah, there's that. And so that's, anyway, back to the topic. So when I realized mom and dad were like 99.9% spot on, that's when I knew I was an adult.
Yeah? Okay, so back to my question. When was the first time you realized you weren't being an adult after your lesson of becoming an adult?
I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
I was going to say, should that be tabled?
We might have to table that one? Yeah, put that on mothball that for a bit, and we'll come back to it.
So, what was my last topic here tonight?
Oh, the last topic that we're going to do?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, hopefully we can stick a transition in here. Yeah, we're going to stick a transition in here.
Yeah, we're not. Steve, where are you?
He's on vacation, dipshit.
Oh, fuck, that's right.
Yeah. All right. No? No transition? Oh, the transition guy's on vacation.
That's right. Thanks, Steve.
Dick.
Yeah, we appreciate you, though.
All right. So, the third question slash topic is best and worst service industry experience story or stories.
Best and worst?
Yeah, because, I mean, I've got, personally, a bunch of good ones and... I've got a few good ones and a few bad ones.
Okay, now, when we say service industry, we mean anybody that's serving the public at large.
Yes, right? Yes, dealing with customer service in some capacity.
Okay. All right, so, I mean, the worst ones, that's a really tough one. Because in my current line of business, I have a bunch of people who want to pay way less than what something's worth.
Hey, I have that same problem.
Even in food?
Oh, yeah. I've had people try and haggle me on beer prices and menu prices.
But they're posted.
Right. Hey, but if I do this, this, and this, can I, you know, can you give me a break?
Hey, if I don't get cheese on my burger, can you give me 25 cents?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I'm going to have to say the worst one, and it wasn't technically me, but I was managing at the time, so I had to deal with it.
All right.
Was when I was working at a fast food restaurant. And they may have been freaky or quick.
Did they deliver?
Yeah. So I had to deal with the fact that somebody pulled a gun on one of my delivery persons.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, call the cops. Like, have them go over to the household. Had a police report filed, yada, yada. Like, so that was the worst one I ever had to deal with. Now, the worst funny one I had to deal with was when they were...
Was it the guy that ordered the gargantuan sandwich?
Yeah.
Like, it was so big.
It was a Scooby-Doo sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, it was on wheat bread. It's a regular sandwich bread.
So the guy gets a sandwich, he receives it, it was delivered, correct?
Yeah, delivered.
It was delivered, so he ordered this being really hungry.
Yeah.
As I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
So he orders a sandwich, he wants a sandwich, and he's so hungry he doubles everything on it.
Yeah, everything on it. Right, and exactly. Adds more and doubles that.
And adds, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so, as I understand it, there was controversy as to how to complete the sandwich while at the business.
Correct.
And after said sandwich was delivered, paid for, and the courier returns.
Yep.
As I understand it, as the courier returned.
It's, hey, come here, he's on the phone.
Yes.
So dude doubles everything on the sandwich, right? Everything. Except for the bread. Because apparently he was on the Atkins diet. So he doubled everything, added to it, doubled that. So it ended up being like a $24 sandwich.
So my kind of guy.
Right? And so he gets this thing, and it was on wheat bread, like I said. So it was a fucking Scooby-Doo sandwich. Like they're slapping meat on there. All the way up past the top of the Jameson bottle.
Oh my god, I wish we could have recorded this video.
And so it took two papers to wrap.
You talking about a sandwich or a joint?
12 by 12 inch papers. Like, took more than that to wrap.
Yeah,
like,
more than 4 square feet of paper.
Yeah. And so the guy gets it, he calls back, and the delivery driver is just getting back into the shop. And we're like, come here, you gotta hear this. And he says, and I quote, "How the fuck am I supposed to eat this sandwich?"
And you quote,
What we were wondering the same fucking thing, buddy. Like,
yeah.
It took probably four of us to figure out how to wrap it in the first place, let alone cut it down the middle, because they have to be cut.
Right. Right. Like, so you almost need an engineering degree to deliver a sandwich.
No. To eat it, maybe. Yeah.
The guy probably had to unhinge his jaw like a fucking snake.
I don't know how he was going to eat the sandwich, but he ordered it, so he made it. Like, it's, you know, 1:30 in the morning on a Friday night. Like, he tipped him.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah, it's bonus. Like
a 10-pound sandwich.
When we weighed it out, it was more like 2.5 pounds.
Still a big fucking sandwich. It's a really big sandwich. So I got a good one, and this is for bad. So there's a woman who owns a business somewhat adjacent to the business that I work at.
Okay,
and she was drinking in an establishment on the opposite side of the business that I work at. I'm in a storefront. I'm gesturing. So, to the west, there's a woman who owns a business. To the east, she's drinking at this business, and the place that I work at, she calls in an order, simple order, wings.
Okay. What time?
I'm glad you asked. So about 10 minutes before close, calls in an order of wings. Take about 6 to 8 minutes to cook. All right, fine. Can you deliver?
Right next door.
Theoretically, yeah, I could. I'm not going to because she's habitually... like
who she is.
Yeah. And with that being said, I say, I apologize. I can't deliver. I'm the only person here with keys. And there's money still out front. And I have to keep in charge of that. So she sighs and says, okay, when do you want to pick it up? So give me about 8 minutes. I'll be ready for you. So I have it sitting.
It's on the counter already.
Yep, in a bag.
Yep.
And she comes in and sits down. Goes start eating.
And knows you're closed.
Yep. It says, I got two more people coming to eat.
What? What?
With like a minute left.
What would possess this woman to think... Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you're right. What would possess this woman to think that? That is okay. Because this woman also owns a bar. Her boyfriend formerly owned a bar. And she serves food.
Okay, so I have to interject here.
All right.
So, at this place of business that I used to work at, like, I mean... we would let people in until we closed the doors.
And then, right.
And then company policy was...
lock it from the outside in?
15 minutes afterwards.
All right.
Right? Like, you would let them in until that point, and then you would shut the doors, and no more orders after that.
Yeah, like, fuck you, you should have been here sooner. Which, right. Understandable.
Especially in downtown, surrounded by bars.
Right.
Like, it was a food establishment. Like, you're not going to turn these people away at that point when it's an hour after the bars close.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, hour after the bars close. However, here... it's your...
oh, clothes. The hours have been posted on the door for many moons.
Yeah. So everybody knows.
And she owns building adjacent
Yeah.
And, like, you know, so she knows.
Yeah.
She knows.
And that's always the
one. And that's like my number one.
Those are always the ones that are just like, you just want to, you wish they weren't.
Well, she used to call to get
physical laws against hitting them.
Yeah, she used to call to ask for chili, and then try, you know, like add sour cream, add cheese, add tomato, add onion, add whatever, and then bitch and moan about getting charged for it.
Well,
the extra stuff.
It's addition.
So I asked her. I said, and somehow I didn't get fired. So I said, hey, so you're ordering this. This is the price. All right. And you want this, 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 and this. She said, yes. She said, you don't want to pay for it. So you're wanting me to give you food for free. As a business owner, is that a good business model?
What'd she say?
She hung the fucking phone up.
Did she know it was you?
Probably. Because I answered the phone and I identified myself as Mick. So I don't even realize
that you weren't going to be a pussy about it.
I don't even know.
Fucking hung up on you?
Yeah. I don't even know whether to categorize that as a bad experience or a good experience because I felt pretty fucking good about it.
I'd feel justified about that.
Because I had enough of her shit.
Yeah.
And thankfully, she doesn't come in too so much anymore, so...
You think that's a correlation?
I hope so. I really do.
Okay, so she calls in this order, shows up to pick up, quote, pick up her food. I'm doing air quotes.
Yes.
For those who can't see the gesturing on the radio show.
Right.
And then says...
Oh, by the way.
I've got friends coming in.
Yep. And they want to order food.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
And it's like 2 minutes to close.
Mm-hmm.
At this point.
Pretty much.
How did you handle that?
Professionally.
No, really.
I sucked it up.
Did you walk back in the kitchen?
I was.
And tell your kitchen staff that.
Yep. And I was. But.
Wow.
At the table, I was supremely, and I do mean supremely, passive aggressive.
Oh, God.
Supremely passive aggressive. So. Well, she hadn't been really back since, so I think mission accomplished.
Right. But, like, I mean, how do you go in and walk in and tell your kitchen staff, who are literally closing for the night, like, have half their shit done, and they're
getting ready... Or all the shit.
Or getting ready to leave in the next 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You gotta stick around.
Hey.
Like, how do you say that?
Guys, I had a great night. This just the fuck happened. Clock says this. Hours say this. Bear with me. Please don't fucking spit in it. Drinks are on me next door. Like, just fucking don't fuck me right now. Because I'm trying to keep a business running at this point.
Right. Okay, so your second to last statement there. Please don't spit in it.
Nobody's gonna spit in it. It was a joke,
right? But
nobody does that.
No.
Nobody does that. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They don't.
Have you seen Waiting?
I've seen Waiting.
Okay, so,
but I've worked in enough places since then. Nobody spits in food.
What I'm saying is that you preface it that way, like as a joke. And then you automatically said, I'm buying drinks next door.
Right.
Like, so you're like, don't do anything bad.
And here's why.
And so that's good management.
Right. You have to. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You have
carrot
to
stick.
You have to. So make a joke. Then ask them to do something they obviously don't want to do.
Right.
And they don't see who's out there. Because if they did, they probably would spit in it.
But because this is a prominent business person in the town.
Right.
You have to.
Because on the face of the business, this
guy. You have to juggle at this point.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That was a great gesture.
It was a really good gesture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to figure out a way to film the shit.
We're working on it.
So, but yeah, I mean, so, yeah, I get it. You space out, you don't realize what time it is. I'm hungry. Oh, shit, what's open? Oh, shit, there's only 5 minutes left. Yes, I will accommodate you.
Right.
But when you do something like that,
When you call in an order for pickup,
right,
and then come in to pick
sit
it
down
up
and have two
and
three
say,
other people,
I got people coming in. That's bullshit.
That's not cool. I mean, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And if any of you in the service industry disagree, then you haven't been in the service industry long enough.
And as far as that goes, please.
Oh, yeah.
Send us the topic about why you disagree.
Yeah, please.
We want to fucking hear that
shit. The phone number's on the bottom of the website.
Because, honestly, like, I've done Husker games in downtown Lincoln. Like, deliveries up until 3 a.m. on a Saturday game day. So, like, if you want to try and combat us on that, or even if you just want to bring up a point that we might not have seen.
Oh, nobody's going to combat. Because they know.
I mean, if you've run
they know
service industry in any sort of college town.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like, it's done. Like, you have to absolutely deal with that.
And it is bullshit. Like, complete fucking bullshit.
Total.
But one of the best experiences in the last few years that I have had was I had a gentleman come in, never seen it before in my life, never. It was getting close to Christmas time. It was after Thanksgiving, but before Christmas. Now, I lopped the two into one holiday, thanks
right.
Christmas.
Yeah.
So this guy comes in. And he has, what did he order? Something small. He ordered a water. And then a simple sandwich and not much else. And, to be honest, at first, he sat at one of the big tables. So the table seats 8.
Okay.
And he sat at it by himself, and I'm like, this fucking guy is sitting at a table that seats 8. So he's taking up a table when he could take up one seat elsewhere.
Like at the bar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or just anywhere the fuck else that would have. So he's sitting at his table, and he's ultra polite. But quiet. You know, he only spoke when I asked him something.
So, does any of this scream secret chopper to you?
No.
Okay.
No. So, he came in, like, I greeted him, said hi. Place I work at is open seating, so sit wherever you like. And that's where he sat. I'm thinking, all right, fine. And if any of you are in the service industry, you know the annoying, oh yeah, I'll have a Diet Coke and a water. And nobody ever touches the fucking water. They never do. Almost never do.
I do.
So, this guy was something in a water. I don't remember exactly what it was. It was like 1.5 years, 2 years ago. and low maintenance, easygoing guy, asked me for his bill. It was like $12 and change. So I handed him his check and a black book. And he got up, went to the restroom, doing my thing. I'm washing glasses and wiping the bar down. And he comes out and he waves at me. He says, "Hey, Merry Christmas, man. Have a good one." It's like, "Thanks. Be safe. Come back. See us." And I go over there and there's a $100 bill in there.
No shit.
Yeah. So I grab it and I haul ass out the front door. And I see him. Boom. Traffic light was green and he was gone. Out of state plates. Didn't catch him. Yeah.
So it wasn't a mistake.
Wasn't a mistake. He knew what the fuck he was doing.
Nice.
Complete stranger.
That was a very nice guy.
Yep. Complete stranger. Complete stranger. That was outstanding of him. And you see that every now and again. Somebody just says, "You know what? I'm having a really good fucking life, or good day, or I'm having a good hour."
Right.
Here's this. You know. And I'm not a hot chick. I'm a decent looking dude.
I'm not a hot chick.
I'm a decent looking dude. But, you know, I get my bills paid. And yeah. I have enough left over for my tobacco and alcohol. So, you know, with that being said, just somebody out of nowhere doesn't know me.
Yep.
But then the opposite side of that is the people that are traveling and their tip.
They've had a shitty experience.
No. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
But their tip is a leaflet for the church.
Oh, no, don't go there. That's not a tip.
Exactly. That's not a tip. But it happens. More often. More often.
But do not leave, like, a tip is a monetary compensation. Do not leave and think you're being a good person by leaving a pamphlet to try and help save us.
Right, because God's not paying my car payment.
He's not.
And I got to work by paying for my car, and you got to eat because I got to work.
Yeah.
Because I paid my car payment.
So, okay.
Now, not to degrade somebody for their religion.
Right, no.
But at the same time.
Like, please try and convert us, because I think that would be great if I could find my Lord and Savior. I'm not going to, but...
Like, no, I was going to say that please, to you, that's not me.
Please, try and do that, because that's going to make for a really, really funny story later on.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, like...
That actually might get us paid later on.
Well...
By talking about it.
Jehovah's Witnesses, I mean, they get paid, right?
You know, they don't... They don't answer the door on Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
I'm pretty sure they don't like random strangers knocking on their door.
Oh, I wonder why not.
I don't know.
I don't get that.
I'm pretty sure it's because it's a pagan holiday, but the whole thing fits.
There was this one time
at Bandcamp.
No. That's an entirely different story we'll get to. So, this delivery driver of mine, he went to campus. And it was a spot on campus that we were technically not supposed to deliver to.
Meth house?
No, just a little bit outside of our designated
delivery area. Demarcation line. And...
Right? Like, it's there's a whole formula there. And,
right.
And it was just outside of there. And he delivered there anyway. Which is fine. He took the phone call. He took the delivery. Right?
Understood.
And he got there. He ended up locking himself out of the car.
No shit.
Right. And so, do you know, if you ever lock yourself out of a car, what the worst point of entry into your car, as far as monetary value is concerned, is? I'm curious. Do you know what the answer to that question is? Like,
I would
if
say
you lock yourself out of the car and you're trying to break into your own car...
I would say either the smallest window or because my car, I got those tiny little windows on the corners.
Right.
I would say the smallest window.
So you're saying the worst window to try and break into your car is the smallest window?
Yes. Or no, that's not what you asked. You asked the most expensive way to break into your car.
Yeah, yeah, no.
What's I would say the either expensive? The smallest window or an axe through the roof.
Where the fuck did the second one come from?
You asked the most expensive way.
All right, yeah, but if you had to choose one, I guess I did not...
Calling a locksmith.
I did not phrase that correctly.
Calling a locksmith.
Well, no, because that's hours and hours of wait.
Time is money.
Exactly. So, if you were to break into your own car...
Okay, all right.
What do you think would be the most expensive way to break in?
Yeah, don't go through the windshield.
Incorrect. You were correct the first time.
What's that?
Don't break the smallest window.
Break the biggest window.
Break the biggest one, because the smallest one is the most expensive.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
So his car is literally sitting there in front of the dorms.
All right.
And he's sitting there for like a half an hour, doesn't know what to do, has called us, like, we don't know what to do. And so he finally just says, fuck it. And he breaks out the little tiny window in the back.
Yeah, those are the expensive ones.
Those are the expensive ones. Do not do that. That is the worst thing you can ever fucking do.
Oh, absolutely.
It was like a $75 bill versus like a $350 bill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so he broke that window out, delivered the fucking sandwich... And he was explaining the story to the guy. Right?
Alright.
And it's this college kid, probably even living off mom and dad's money, whatever. Ended up giving him like a $150 tip because this happened. Like he felt bad, whatever. Took care of half the payment.
That's pretty outstanding.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. Like, anybody would do that, but, like, he broke it out, and the kid was like, you shouldn't have done that. Because the kid, obviously, had to have been experiencing this. He fucking knew. He was like...
What, was the company going to pay for it, or decision. What?
No. No. Delivery driver was stuck with the insurance payment.
Yeah, so that was good on the...
Good on the
I mean, that's an expensive sandwich. Like, sandwich. Yeah. Sandwich.
But like I said, the kid had to have been living off mom and dad, and that's fine. Like, it's whatever. Like, mom and dad obviously would not miss this payment on the credit card, but he was like,
right.
you should never do that again. Like, he explained to the kid
that's the
worst window to break out is the last, the tiny one is the most expensive one.
Be aware.
Yeah, be aware.
Pretty much.
Don't do this again. And didn't say why, just left the tip. And so that's one of those deals where you have to call back in the morning and be like, did you mean to leave this tip?
Yeah.
And the kid was like, yeah. So stand up, college kid.
Oh, absolutely.
But, I mean, fuck.
Yeah. But
like, how would you ever know? Like, small window.
Without it being, yeah.
Right? Like, you think that would be the
but, yes, yeah. Quite the opposite.
No, it's exactly the opposite. And this guy was like, if I hadn't known that, I couldn't make rent this month.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because
you're delivering sandwiches for a week for right. your job.
Right.
Like, well, trying to be an artist, poet, whatever.
Well, exactly.
What he was trying to do. Like,
you know, so with that being said, it's about time to wrap her up. And back to the pros and cons of being single, you might have to wrap her up every now and again.
Well, you should. It's not an every now and again thing.
Yeah, but if it's somebody you don't want to necessarily get stuck with.
Are we going to get stuck on the pros and cons?
No, we're not. We're not.
Wrapping right. it up or not wrapping right. it up.
So we're going to...
I mean, okay, so if you're not sure that this is the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with,
wear a hat.
And if you are sure
okay.
that this is the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with,
wrap it up.
Yep.
Just in case.
No, not yet.
Yeah.
Based on a life experience.
Yeah, just in case.
No, it's not a just in case. You're not going to spend the rest of your life with that person. Wrap it up every time.
How do you know? They might.
Okay, unless you exchange your STD results with them and their STD results on paper showing that neither of you has any of these things.
That has no... frame of, I've done that with somebody who was paranoid, and I'm not with her.
Do you have herpes?
No, but I'm not
all right.
spending the rest of my life with her either.
All right. Well, that's so, what I'm saying. Is like if either way, just get tested, figure it out,
wear a hat,
and be happy regardless.
Knucklehead.
Yeah, right, it works both ways.
So
use the small ones.
So to wrap the show up. Be sure to follow us on the Twitter.
The Facebook.
And the Instagram. I'm getting better at posting photographic something.
Evidence.
Well, it's not really evidence. It is evidence of us using it.
Well, someday.
No, it's getting somewhat used. Anyway, so be sure to follow us. And be sure to sign up on the website.
Oh,
The promotion is still out there for the $25 Amazon card.
Yeah. Send us a topic.
Yep. Phone number's on there.
Let's talk amongst yourselves.
A peanut is neither a pea nor a nut. Talk amongst yourselves. A la SNL. But yeah. No, give us a call. Leave a message with our answering service. And tell us what you think would be a great topic. We have quite a few topics to sort through. So we're going to give it...
If we choose yours...
Yeah, if we choose yours, it will be used, and you will receive a $25 Amazon gift card. So there's your motivation, right there.
Yeah.
25 bucks free.
Dude, I could spend $25 on Amazon like you wouldn't believe. Immediately. In fact, I want a new pair of headphones for this show. So, I mean, come on. You could pay for half my headphones.
No, we'd be paying for We'd be paying them. They're not paying you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So I'd be paying $80 for the...
Yeah, so, you know, that's not how that works.
Still, do that thing.
No, so you want 25 bucks free for Amazon? I mean, I can give you a $25 fucking gift card for...
It won't be free.
Yeah, it's costing us 25 bucks, but we want you to listen.
No, he'd give you $25 for something that wouldn't be free. We covered that this episode.
Yeah. It's the thing with the stuff.
Yeah.
The least common denominator. You want 25 free dollars for Amazon.com? Call the number on the website. You got to sign up. Call the number on the website.
Yeah, that's the caveat.
So, all right, well, stay classy, guys. That's my Ron Burgundy.
Good night.
Stay classy.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.